MRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Keep it locked right here, y'all.
eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. Your secret Thursday rendezvous. Remember, what happens on eBay Radio stays on eBay Radio. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. It's toll-free when you call us, 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630.
I'd like to ask the trivia question again.
Go ahead.
Maybe it's too hard. I don't know.
Well, there's Google.
How many ballparks have the Chicago Cubs called home? How many ballparks have the Chicago Cubs called home? You don't have to name the ballparks. You can just tell me how many. And you get the $25 gift certificate for shipping supplies from Bubble Fast. So, Griff, before we go to the listing dish, we were speaking with Julie, known as JL Crafts One on eBay. She sent us an email, and her question was, I was wondering what the difference between using good until canceled and using the automation feature with relist continuously until an item sells. And you were going to tell us your thoughts on the subject. Want me to repeat it again?
Yeah.
Okay. I can tell you're typing. Hi, Griffin Lee. I was wondering what the difference between using good until canceled and using the automation feature with relist continuously until an item sells. What's the difference?
So I'm a big proponent of good until canceled, and I actively and strongly discourage the use of 30-day listings and then relist. I understand that some sellers think that if you relist your item, it gives you some sort of boost in search. Let me disabuse you of that notion. It does not. All you're doing is either creating more work for yourself if you're doing a manual relist, or worse, if you're using auto relist, it's going to reset to the original quantity. That's the default. That's not going to change. I do not recommend ever using the 30-day listing. Use good until canceled.
Okay.
In fact, there is always the possibility that someday we remove that listing duration option. It just doesn't make sense to use it. Don't use it. You're not gaining a single advantage. All you're doing is making more work for yourself, potentially opening up to stock out if you're not paying attention when the item automatically relists and it lists at the original quantity and you don't have it. And when an item automatically relists, it relists with a new item number. And the sales and impression data that you have acquired for that item doesn't carry over. So just list good until canceled and forget about it. You can always go in and edit it. You can always go in and cancel it. I cannot say this strongly enough. Don't use that 30-day format. If you've got something at fixed price and you want to have it up for sale, put it up as good until canceled. What? And I read some of the reasons that people give, and they're all fantasy. They're all nonsense. None of them are true.
So before we go to our, I don't know how to do this. Let me try to punch it up this way. Lori Ann from San Jose, California, CLB Collectibles, our buddy. Hi, Lori. What's your question or comment?
I actually think I have the correct answer to the trivia question.
What is it?
Okay.
I Googled exactly what you asked, and it said six.
Yay!
Six. Yeah. Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, they've moved around quite
a lot.
Bit.
Obviously all in Chicago, but that's what it said, so.
So well, they weren't always at Wrigley Field?
Wrigley, no. I don't think so.
Nope.
So, yeah.
There were five before that.
Well, what were they? What were the five parks? Five other parks?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I'm on my phone and not on my computer, so I couldn't tell you. Right.
Well, that wasn't the requested question. So you got there was just the number. So you won. You got it.
Thank you.
So you need to send me email, lee@voicemarketing.com, please.
Okay.
And
no problem.
And in the subject line put, I won the trivia contest.
Yay. All right, cool. Thank you, Lee. Thank you, Griff.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much.
Right.
Bye-bye. Nice to talk to you, Lori Ann. Okay, so we have a dispute on the number? What line? Wouldn't you know it? Wouldn't you know it? Those Chicago fans, Griff.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Okay, hi. To whom am I speaking?
This is John.
Hi, John. Where do you live, John?
I live in Southbridge, Massachusetts.
Okay. And you're disputing the number six, huh?
Well, no. I think there's a dispute here.
What is it?
I think it's seven, according to Wikipedia.
Wikipedia says seven?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm certainly washing my hands of this question.
She's still...
Yeah, it's a bad one.
Lee, it's all yours.
She still wins the prize because...
No problem.
I thought she was right, but I'll look it up. I'll look
it up.
Wait
a minute. Wait. If he's right, he has to win a prize at least.
He does. So, oh, boy. Okay.
Well, if you look at Wikipedia, you go to the Chicago Cubs, and you go down to ballparks, it says... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, I think I see my mistake.
Uh-oh.
It's Lakefront Park twice. 1 and 2.
Oh. Okay,
so, all right.
Two Lakefront Parks.
Yeah, the question was how many parks.
Okay, I'm wrong then.
Well, wait a minute. Don't go away. John, what do you sell on eBay?
Now he has to give us a $25 gift certificate.
What do you sell on eBay?
I sell toys and collectibles primarily.
That's right. Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
No, that was fun. Thanks. We appreciate it. Thank you. I have no idea. Okay, you ready for the listing dish?
Yes.
Okay, so... I'm trying to get rid of that other one. Okay, here we are. We're having a little phone issue here.
I'm not getting rid of that other one. I want that.
Ron from Birmingham, Alabama, Oilerman 21. Ron, you think you still need listing dishes,
well,
huh? God bless you.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to keep up to date and make sure I'm back in the groove again. The last one I slipped a bit, so I want to see if I've come back up now.
All right, well, let's take a look.
Let's give the item number out. It is 1-823-3915-9755. That's 1-823-3915-9755. Oh, that's cute.
So it's a okay. A Pro-Tec outdoor side hip holster fits Glock 20/21.
You're looking at something different than I am.
Yeah.
You're looking at something really different.
Oh. Well, give me the number again. What did I do wrong?
Okay. It's 1-823.
Yeah.
3915.
Oh, there you go.
3915.
Yeah.
9755.
1-823. 3195.
No, 3915.
Lick stacks lick again.
Yes.
All right, let's see what I get.
Okay.
I didn't get anything. Can you read it one more time? 1-8. You read it so fast.
Okay, let's do it again. Okay, let me read it in my jazz voice. Okay. 1-823-3915.
Yeah.
9755.
All right.
That worked. Okay.
Yay! Because
that listing I just looked at was horrible, and I thought, oh, dear.
Okay.
But this one is nice. So this is a Pier 1 Christmas ornament coat, hat, purse, bell, scarf.
That tells all it is, right?
I think so. Let's look.
Christmas ornament, but it's a bird, right? Or is it a...
It's a stork or something, right?
What kind of an animal?
It's a Santa Claus stork. It's a...
Or something.
I'm trying to read that tag. Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't see the other side of the tag. So I was looking for something that would help better identify it, but I think you've got it. I'm trying to think of whether or not there are more words that you could use. So, what do you think that bird is? Is that a stork?
I'm not sure. I thought it was kind of a snowman with maybe a French flare or something like that.
Well, it's a snowman with a huge black beak. So,
yeah.
Haven't seen one of those around.
Know. Snow goose? I'll go with what you guys think.
Well, Donna just thought of something. She said snow goose.
Oh yeah. See, I'd have goose or something in there.
Goose,
yeah.
Maybe snow goose.
Yeah. Because that's important. Yeah. Yeah.
Why not? Because it shows that it's a bird, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so he is, of course, top rated plus. I'm so proud of you, Ron. I am so proud of you. 200 feedback today. 200 feedback. 100% positive.
That was a surprise. Wow.
What, the 200?
Across that goal.
Yeah, congrats.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're on your way.
So he's priced it well. $11.49 for this kind of an ornament.
Right, and it's reasonable shipping. To me, it's $3.59, so that's pretty reasonable.
Okay.
I mean, this is definitely not overpriced, so that's good.
Okay.
The photos are wonderful. You're taking really good photos. I mean,
maybe a little bigger? No?
Well, they're pretty big. Mm-hmm. I think they're big enough, yeah.
Okay.
And they're pretty sharp, and they're a nice color.
That's good.
I mean, I know what I'm getting. That's what counts.
Oh, you're going to love the... Oh, Ron, it looks so good.
What?
Oh, the rest of his... Look at the rest of his listing.
Looks great.
Just
yeah.
So professional looking. So he's got item specifics.
He's got... Yeah, except he's still doing it. So let's...
Okay.
He's still making a mistake in something. So let's go back to this.
Stay with us, Ron.
This segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com. We're listening for your ring at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. We'll be right back with more Ask Rick and Lee.
When it comes to shopping for shipping supplies, you've got plenty of options. But if you want to deal with someone who truly cares about what you need, there's only one place to turn. Bubble Fast. Owners Mark and Robin Levine have been providing shipping supplies to online sellers since 1999 at cost-effective wholesale prices. Just call and tell them what you're looking for. If they don't have it or can't find it, they'll even create it themselves, like their famous Scotty Stuffer for flat-rate priority envelopes. Mark and Robin are top-rated sellers themselves, so they understand your shipping challenges, and they're here to help. You can even join their Shipping Tips and Tricks Facebook group and sign up for their Bubble Briefs newsletter, complete with a monthly discount coupon code. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Visit BubbleFast.com.
I know I'm leaving money on the table because I don't sell internationally. Oh, but selling overseas is just too complicated.
I use Indicia. It makes shipping to other countries as easy as shipping to my own backyard.
How is that even possible?
Well, for starters, Indicia builds the customs form right into the shipping label. I just enter my customer's data. Indicia chooses the right form, then fills it in automatically.
What about country restrictions?
That's where Indicia's international mail advisor comes in. It warns me about restrictions or prohibitions so I don't end up with disappointed buyers.
Can Indicia handle shipping to APO and FBO addresses? Those scare me too.
Easy peasy. Indicia includes an electronic signature and round date stamp on the customs form, so you can just give the package to your carrier.
I know I'll make more sales if I start selling internationally.
You sure will. So it pays to have Indicia, but don't just take my word for it. Get a 30-day free trial at Indicia.com/international.
I'm on it. Indicia.com/international. That's Indicia.com/international.
You know that networking can help you get ahead in business. Now, it can even help you stock your eBay store. BeStock Sourcing is the world's largest network of liquidation marketplaces. They feature returned and overstock inventory directly from top retailers and manufacturers, including Walmart, Home Depot, Wayfair, and QVC. You'll find dozens of popular product categories, from accessories to wine coolers. Best of all, there are no middlemen or price markups. You buy right from the retailer or manufacturer via online auction. Just go to BeStockSourcing.com to see what's available, apply to the marketplace offering the merchandise you want, attach a reseller certificate, and then bid to win. The BeStock Sourcing Network offers you profitable choices by the pallet or the truckload. That's BeStockSourcing.com, a better way to buy liquidation inventory.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by BeStock Sourcing, a better way to buy liquidation inventory. 888-RADIO-30, that's 888-723-4630.
And we're dishing Ron from Birmingham, Alabama, Oilerman 21, our special project. We're dishing his listing, and we were down to the description, and you said he's still doing it, and you need to talk to him.
Yeah, okay. Because
refresh it a little bit.
Refresh it.
Okay. Refresh your listing.
Okay, I'm doing it right now. Okay, so he puts no goose in. Good.
Yeah, that's great. But what I want to talk about again is your item specifics. So we talked about this before, and this is really important because otherwise they're worthless. When you create a custom item specific, you have two boxes to create. The label, which is also we would call it the value, but the label. And then the value for that, or the attribute for that value or that label. So for example, the label is brand and the value is a brand name. Now in some cases, in the drop down list for existing item specifics, a brand name could be two words, like Joseph A. Banks, for example. That's understood. That's the entitled text string. But when you're creating custom item specifics, and you've created one here that says accessories consist of gold bell, comma, jeweled purse, now you have too many things in there. It's one value, whether that's the brand name or the size. But when you start using it with more words, you totally defeat the purpose of an item specific. It becomes useless in the database. So you could say...
Okay.
I don't think you need to say accessories because those are all part of the package. So I would get rid of that, and I would get rid of the one that says ensemble includes because what you're doing is you're trying to use it for a description and it's not going to work. So put those things in the description, which you've done, and that's great, but don't use item specifics in this way because it's actually not effective at all. It's not going to work in search.
Okay. At one time, a while ago, I can't remember, several weeks, I believe, before or shortly after you came back, we had somebody on there from eBay who was in charge of or part of the changing this whole item specifics, title, and description, where at that time, if I remember correctly, and maybe I can go back and find it in the replays, but I thought that they said, if it's in the title, don't put it in the item specific and don't put it in the description. And the item specifics, you can expand what's in there from a single item to multiple. Now,
that's not what they meant. That's not what it meant.
Yeah, that's not what they meant. They meant that you can add item specifics, but the rule of thumb is an item specific has a attribute, which is the label in this case, and one value, just one.
Yeah, I remember that guest, and she was saying that you know, you can add others. Like you
add your custom, but
okay.
I
took the wrong turn there. I went right instead of left.
And Griff, what about where in material where he says polyester fibers?
Yeah, that's not, that's iffy. I would just say polyester.
Period.
Yeah, one word. Yeah.
Okay. Now he's doing this. Weight and ounces, correct?
This is important. I'll need to go back and go over quite a few of these item specifics because I've done this with a lot of listings.
Right.
Okay.
And that'll be dorking up the searches and all that kind of thing, and also the database. It's going to screw that up.
Yeah.
Okay. That's important. I appreciate that, Griff.
One other thing, I'm not quite sure why you have this listed in the glass crystal ornaments.
Glass crystal?
Yeah, if you look at the top of the page, it shows categories.
I'll have to change that. Oh, gosh, you know what's going to happen when I change that?
What?
Well, no, that'll be good. I'll lose most all of my item specifics. I'll have to re-enter them.
Maybe. I'm not sure. Yeah. So I would definitely put this in a different category because it's not – if the ornament is the thing we're looking at, there's no glass or crystal. This is kind of a fabric ornament.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
All right.
I'm glad you caught that, Griff.
Two things. Okay.
Okay, now in his description.
Description's fine.
Okay.
You think so?
Well,
read them.
Okay. Ron likes to – put a lot of words in there.
Yeah.
I think we've reached the limit of how much we're going to be able to edit.
Convince
Ron.
Him.
Right.
Okay.
But what he has is easy to read. It is editorializing and a little bit, but there it is. So what you don't have in the description, which I would put, even though you've got it in the item specific, is, the size.
Okay.
And weight, not necessarily to put the weight. You know, weight isn't going to be important with this, but I'd put the size in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good. Those are three good points. All right.
Okay. We're not going to give you a we're not going to actually give you a score. We're going to.
No, don't.
Okay.
No, this, we'll keep this open. This is something I need to work on.
All right.
Yes.
It's good points, really good points. I appreciate it. This is what makes me get that top-rated level and staying there.
So Donna says that you have
help.
You wanted to bring up something else, Donna said?
Oh, yeah. You know, Bulk has started those new
cases.
Packages. And I looked at some of them. I mean, I looked at it before, but I can't afford the thousands of dollars. But these new packages, I don't like to be on the bleeding edge, but I don't mind the leading edge. So I went through some of their boxes, and I ordered one. And the important thing to remember is they have a fixed shipping and a handling cost. So that will always add $35 to whatever box you buy. But I'm looking forward to trying it and see how it's going to work for me. And I'll keep you guys informed, and also I'll post it to the radio group as to, you know, how it works for me.
Oh, great. Okay.
And this is a good thing that they're doing. They're calling it cases, Griff, instead of pallets. You can buy a case of something.
Oh, a case, I guess.
And they're smaller, and they're like $200, $300, depending on what you pick.
Oh, they're less than that.
They even had less, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Exactly. So it's a great way to try you know, buying bulk items and selling them on eBay. So we'll be very interested in how Ron does with this. Ron, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ron.
Good job, Ron. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Oh, gosh. He's so great, that guy.
Yes.
But, you know, it's funny how, you know, communication is everything. And he took it wrong. When she said you can add your own item specifics, as many as you want, she thought he meant she, he thought she meant you can add several words.
Right, right, yes, of course.
Right, and so, and I can understand how somebody could be confused by that.
Yes.
Really.
Yes.
Well, our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can send us email by clicking on the Contact Us button that's on the right-hand side of the player. And we'll be happy to, you know, take care of you.
Of course.
So, you
that's
know,
what we
answer
do.
Your question. Today you've answered all the questions. You didn't,
I have.
You didn't have to go back to the drawing board. You didn't have to say, I'll go ask somebody. No.
Wow.
You did very well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so far so good.
Pretty good.
So if you'd like to find the eBay Radio Group newsletter, that is the one that has the secret word in it for Tuesday's contest. Go to ebayradio.com. Is this still, this is not still good anymore. Cross it off. Never mind. Forget what I said.
What?
It says, then scroll down past the big orange Listen Live and big blue Archives on Demand buttons to the third discussion post. Actually, now, when they do ebayradio.com, I think they come to it automatically. You can just click on it, right?
Click on what?
Okay, so let me do this here. I'm going to go to ebayradio.com.
It takes you to the homepage for the group.
Radio.com. Right, takes you to the homepage for the group.
Yeah.
And so the group chat is right there. See what I mean? You don't...
Yeah, it's right there.
It's right there. It's right there. You don't have to do what you used to do. I mean, it's right there.
Whatever that was.
Right. Yes. So it's really easy to find. So go to ebayradio.com. The eBay Radio page comes up, and you'll see the first post says today, exclamation point.
This segment was brought to you by B-Stock Sourcing, a better way to buy liquidation inventory. 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Imagine having a crystal ball to help you grow your online business. With just one look, you could see what your item is selling for, what products are hot, and what your competitors are doing. Well, forget the crystal ball. Terapeak can tell you all that and so much more. Terapeak gives you the in-depth, real-world data you need to research and price your items, find and source products, and project sales and revenue. You can even find out what keywords will make your item more likely to sell. And when it comes to identifying your next hot niche, Terapeak not only shows you new opportunities, it also lets you source those products through Terapeak's partnership with Alibaba. As for those competitors, Terapeak helps you figure out the secrets of their success. So save that crystal ball for other stuff, like finding out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And sign up for Terapeak. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Listen while you list.